Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-6, and we're kind of wrapping up the topic here of the Isser getting Hana from an idol and the deconsecration, the Bittel. So the first part of the Mishnah, there are two different cases according to Bar Tanur that are sort of unrelated. The first says, Avodah Zarah Sheinichua Ovdeha. If you have an idol which was abandoned by those who were worshiping it up to now, so then Bishas Shalom Muteris. If their abandonment happened in peace times, meaning they elected to abandon it. They left it behind and they moved on to their new house and left this idol behind. So that clearly shows that they're done with it, not interested in it, not treating it with minhag elokus, and therefore it's been deconsecrated and the Jew can repurpose it and get benefit from that idol. Now, if bishas milchama, in contrast, if it happened because some sort of duress was acting on the Gentile, so in this case there's a war happening, so there's a war, so he fled for his life and abandoned his idol, so that doesn't indicate that he really was done with the idol and decommissioning it. Maybe he's going to come back and get it later on, or whatever it is, he just left it because he had to leave it, but that wouldn't be considered to be bittul. So that's the first case of the mission. You see from that this action doesn't require any act done to the idol. Simply treating it no longer as an idol by abandoning it could constitute a bittul and make a mutter bahana, and that would be a strong proof that just for the idolater to just verbally say, I'm done with this thing, and that would be sufficient to make a bittul. Okay? Now, that's the first part of the Mishnah. There's a second part altogether now, which is we're talking here about bimosios. That we saw the very same word bimos back in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion 3:7, and over there you'll recall in 3:7 we said that Mishnah had sort of three different categories of objects. We had batim, houses, we had avanim, stones, and we had eitzim, trees. I called those 1, 2, and 3. Then each one had the sort of like 2a, 2b, 2c. So the stones case was the 2c. The last one was you have a bimus, something which a stone which was just starting out being just a nice rock, which was then repurposed to be like a pedestal for an idol. So what's happening in our Mishnah here is that in the time of the Mishnah, there weren't that many roads, and the roads were like sort of the main intercity thoroughfares as opposed to footpaths, because you don't have that many chariots, and the chariots would go on the roads, let's say, you know, the carriages and that kind of thing. And they would just put like sort of these pedestals that if and when the king would ever come on the road, so the local priests would put their idols on the pedestals, and the king would bow down, and so on. So it would be like used from time to time. So the question is, what's the status of those pedestals? And the position of the Mishnah here, the Bar Tanur learns it, is that those pedestals are never set in any permanent way to serve an idol. They're just sort of like pedestals, I guess, which are there to, I guess, have multi-purpose or whatever purpose people wouldn't want them for. But from time to time, they're used temporarily as sort of platforms, pedestals to put on an idol. That being the case, it's really the same kind of thing as we have back in Mishnah 3:7, that while it's being used as a stand for an idol, so in those times, okay, good, it's Aser Bahana, but as soon as you take the idol, it goes back to being just a generic, you know, pedestal for whatever purpose, and that's how the Bar Tanur learns the case of our Mishnah is over here. So inside the Mishnah says, it's like this, Biyom Siaos, sorry, Bi Mos Siaos Shel Malachim, the platforms, right? The pedestals that are set up, that are used to put on idols, shel malachim, for the kings when they should pass by on the roads, hari elu mutaros, so they're permitted to get used by a Jew when there's no idol on that pedestal, bepnei sha ma'amidinosan b'sha malachim overim, because they're just used like ad hoc, temporarily, if and when a king ever passes by, then they'll use the pedestal to put the idol on, but the rest of the time not. And that's not enough to make it in any way like sort of like have idolatrous status. It just would be a temporary, you know, something subordinate to the idol temporarily, just like we had in case, I'll call it 2C, of Mishnah 3:7. And that being the case, they're permitted for use of a Jew the rest of the year when there's no idols being put on them.